morning.
Good morning.
The scripture reading this morning is from Romans 8, verses 12 through 17. So then, brothers and sisters, we are obligated not to the flesh to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you received a spirit of adoption. When we cry, Abba, Father, it is that very Spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If we in fact suffer with him, so that we may also be glorified with him.
Please bow your heads and let us pray before we listen to God's message to us. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we thank you and praise you for this day. Thank you for forgiveness of sins that we again receive today by confessing them to you. Thank you for music and the opportunity to lift up our voices in a worship, a way for us to express our love for you. Thank you for your word to our children, to all of us, for the scripture passage that we just read. And may you now bless this message so that it will really go to the hearts of everybody here. May your powerful spirit indeed open our lives to receive your word. And we pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. So is anybody familiar with the company Blue Apron? Yeah? Anybody used them before? Some of you have. In any case, those who don't know, Blue Apron is an American meal kit, kind of like company. They deliver ingredients and easy-to-follow recipes for delicious home-cooked meals right at your door. All you have to do is you have to go online and order them. And some testimonies on their website, you know, from customers say, well, Blue Apron has been amazing for me. We have so much fun making these meals. Blue Apron has changed my life for the better. So Trevor and Leanne, you've used them. Is that true or...? Okay, all right, so that was not one of your reviews, was it? Okay. But now, you know, Blue Apron has fallen on hard times. Back in 2017, the company was worth about $2 billion. Its brand was sizzling hot. But last September, the company was sold for $103 million. That's quite a drop from its $2 billion peak. And Blue Apron is not the only company struggling. Party City, Gap, Applebee's, Office Depot, Pizza Hut, they're all struggling alongside Blue Apron. And Fast Company magazine says they are in a kind of zombie existence. To the consumer, they're keeping up appearances, but behind the scenes, they are hollowing out. I don't know, maybe you can relate to that description, because some of us know what this feels like. We're keeping up appearances, but in reality, we are hollowing out on the inside. Sometimes, like these companies, we can find ourselves entering into our own personal zombie mode. And the truth is, we've all, at some point in our lives, started to feel like a zombie. In any case, that's the assessment of a team of psychologists on the website Veritas. They say that when we start to feel like a zombie, chances are we're struggling with burnout, or we're experiencing high levels of stress or distress, including anxiety and low mood. And when we're in this mode, we go through the motions without finding meaning. And we're feeling utterly exhausted. So, what can we do to get out of this mode? Let's see if we can find, you know, some wisdom and guidance in today's scripture passage. And the first thing I see here is that we need to open ourselves to God. Open yourself to God. The Apostle Paul is writing to the Romans, and he says in verse 13, if you live according to the flesh, you will die. And Paul is not talking about, you know, the lives of flesh-eating zombies like the one you might see on TV or in the movies. He's talking about something else. For him to live according to the flesh is to live an ordinary human life, a life that is dependent on human effort and ingenuity. When you basically live to satisfy your human desires, it's a life that's very much focused on worldly success, which of course is very satisfying when your company is worth billions of dollars. But along with the highs come the lows. And like in the case of Blue Apron, it can go from 2 billion to 100 million. Because you see, everything in this life eventually comes to an end. From innovative companies to ordinary human lives. And when you put all of your focus on worldly success, it tends to lead to exhaustion and burnout and stress, and anxiety. You may be keeping up appearances, but you feel dead inside. You're in zombie mode. And Paul says, well, there is a way out of this hollow mode. He says, open yourself fully to God's investment in you. God wants to change your status from hollow to full. God wants to fill you with the power of the Spirit. God wants to give you membership in His own family. But this does not involve venture capital or an initial public offering. No, it all comes from God's loving and graceful initiative. I'm sure you've all heard the term angel investor, right? An angel investor is a wealthy private investor who finances a business venture out of their own resources. And so look at it this way then. God can be seen as the ultimate angel investor because He fills you with the power of the Spirit. He makes an investment in you out of His infinite resources. And so to move from hollow to full, first of all, open yourself. Open yourself to God. Be open for God's work through His Holy Spirit. And then if you haven't yet, join the family of God. If you have joined God's family, you know, already, enjoy. Enjoy being part of God's family. Be thankful for being part of God's family. Be an active member of God's family. Be present in God's family. You see, God invests in you so that you can become part of His family. But you're included in the family tree by the Spirit instead of the flesh. So Paul says in verse 14, all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. And what that means is that you never have to feel empty or hollowed out. You never have to live without meaning, without direction. Because God gives you this wonderful, wonderful gift, the gift of being part of His family. You enter this family through adoption. In other words, God makes a conscious choice to select you. And because you're part of God's family, you can call him Abba. Just like Jesus, you can call him Father. It says God's Spirit doesn't make us slaves who are afraid of him. Instead, we become his children and we call him our Father. God's Spirit makes us sure that we are his children. And even more than that, his Spirit lets us know that together with Christ, we will be given what God has promised. We will also share in the glory of Christ because we have suffered with him. We can enjoy the benefits of being heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, like Lisa read. So, realize this. These are our closest family members once we allow ourselves to be led by the Spirit of God. This is a family that's going to outlast your human family. This is a set of relationships that will fill us up instead of emptying us. Because membership in God's family is a sure cure for our zombie mode. So on the church calendar, today is Trinity Sunday. It's a day each year in which we put a focus on God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Trinity Sunday. And although Paul never used the word Trinity in any of his letters, he clearly understood that the one true God existed in three different persons. And a very important aspect of the Trinity is that God, in God's own self, is a family. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. And what the Trinity reveals to us is that God does not exist in some kind of individual isolation. God exists in a network of relationships, a network of loving relationships. The Father loves the Son loves the Spirit loves the Father, and all are mutually supportive and interdependent. And there's never any hollowed out zombie existence in the Trinity. No, within the family of God, there's always love, there's direction, there's meaning, there's purpose. And the same is true for us once we are part of God's family. When we allow ourselves to be led by the Spirit, we become children of God. And this means that we can experience the deep love and strong connections constantly being experienced by the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. When we follow where the Spirit leads us, we find ourselves filled with the fruit of the Spirit, with what the Bible says, love and joy and peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And that is the polar opposite of zombie mode, in which we keep up appearances but feel, you know, hollow inside. Filled with the fruit of the Spirit, we can make life-giving connections with God and the people around us. Now, did you know, you probably did, that isolation is on the rise in the United States? Surgeon General Murthy calls it an epidemic. Recently, about 50% of adults in America said they had experienced loneliness. And that was before the pandemic cut off so many people from friends and loved ones and support systems. But according to the Surgeon General, there is hope. Because he says religious or faith-based groups can be a source for regular social contact. We can serve as a community of support. We can provide meaning. We can provide purpose. We can create a sense of belonging around shared values and beliefs. You might struggle to drag yourself out of bed on a Sunday to be in time for worship, but I bet you almost always feel better when you leave here than when you arrived because of the family of God. And when we provide opportunities for contact and support, we're following the example of the Trinity. When we provide people with meaning and purpose, we're being led by the Spirit of God. And when us Christ followers serve our neighbors, we're picking up our crosses and we're following Jesus Christ. So open yourself for God. Call God Abba. Join God's family. And one more thing, be willing. Be willing to suffer for the sake of others. Suffer for the sake of others. When Paul says we will be heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, that as God's children, we will receive blessings from God together with Jesus, it does involve self-giving. He says, but we must suffer as Christ suffered so that we will have glory as Christ has glory. And sometimes it involves extreme sacrifice, but usually it involves a willingness to put others first. It means there's some selflessness and some suffering and vulnerability and love for the sake of others. It's all part of a spirit-created life in the family of God. Now maybe you're saying to yourself, you know, well, being selfless, making myself vulnerable, showing love all for the sake of other people, those are things that will deplete me. Those are things that will empty me out. The truth, however, is when we focus on other people, when we love other people, it does not deplete us. It actually fills us up. Because in the Spirit-led family of God, the antidote to hollowness is service to others. Focus on others. Not to live only for yourself, but to be self-giving. So on the Blue Apron website, the one customer wrote, Blue Apron has changed my life for the better. And that may be true when it comes to preparing delicious and healthy dinners. But to fill more than your stomach, you need the recipe that the Apostle Paul provides. Start by following the lead of the Spirit of God. Open yourself up to God. Then call God your Father, Abba. Join the family of God. Be part of it. And finally, be willing to suffer with Christ so that you can be glorified with Christ. Spirit, God, Christ. They are the cure for the hollowness and the emptiness that we sometimes experience. To go from hollow to full and fulfilled. Amen. Let us pray. Merciful God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, thank you for the example of your connection, your love for one another, you being one in three different persons. Thank you for the family of God that we can belong to. And when we belong to you, it brings us meaning and purpose. And somehow this emptiness and the hollowness that we always experience becomes less, becomes filled with your presence, with the fruit of your Spirit. We pray for your blessing upon this church and all who are connected to it, who belong to this faith family. And we thank you for that in the name of Jesus. Amen.